The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Our number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. Put your comments on there. And if you missed the first hour, mostly RJ Bell. And
mostly
Astros.
Yeah.
That was pretty much it. But we did. There were a few games we didn't get to. We will do here this hour.
And honestly, there was more to that RJ segment.
Yeah.
That we actually had to cut. Fred and I talked to him for probably a good,
40 minutes.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
How long was it total, Aaron?
I think it clocked in at like 42.
Okay.
Can we put the whole thing up as a separate podcast?
It already is.
Awesome.
It should
thank
be
you.
Published here in the next 5 minutes.
Okay, so if you didn't get to hear that, then the whole thing will be.
And there's things, like I said, the Rams-Falcons game particularly, there was some disagreement amongst us. And I think we talked about it for like 8 minutes. So
6 minutes, 6 minutes, according to this.
Okay, 6 minutes.
6 minutes, so, 8 minutes. It's up now, though.
Yeah. There's lots of Rams-Falcon discussion on that on the podcast. And there's a couple games we didn't even get to, really. We didn't get to the Tennessee Chargers game. We didn't get to the Bears-Saints game. That might be it.
Jags Bengals, we didn't talk.
Didn't talk that, yeah. So there was a few we didn't get to.
But yeah, it's and the thing was, because we were recording it earlier today where none of us had anything to do, we just kept going. It was pretty funny. And it was a lot of fun. So the whole uncut version is now on Podcast Arena. So you can go check that out if you missed it. And obviously we talked a little bit about the Astros and what happened last night, what we think is going to happen tonight, what might happen in the World Series. And, of course, you can hear Game 5 right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
At 6 p.m.
Yeah, we're out of here early today.
Yeah, it's not like we didn't work. I mean, we did spend a lot of
it. We just did the work earlier today.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, so, and it was fun. Always fun to have Brad and Fezzik around, but it was kind of cool to have an old school segment with RJ. Didn't get to talk at all about the Chiefs game last night, which...
there's one story to it.
Yeah, and there's two stories. One of them is that was my biggest play of the week. So
well done.
I'm off to a great start.
And I said this to somebody on Twitter last night. Had you told me Patrick Mahomes would get hurt, I would have made probably my biggest bet of the year on the Broncos.
Yeah, you were trying hard to sell me on that other side, and I just wasn't having
it. Well, I mean, you talked me off of playing the Broncos. I was going to play the Broncos. And
so I saved you money.
You did save me money.
And even when he got hurt, when it's 17-6 or 17-3, whatever it was, they weren't losing that game.
Ooh, that's when I was worried, because I'm like, oh, boy, now.
Because that Broncos offense is not the Texans or not the Colts. They couldn't do the things the Texans and the Colts did. And Andy Reid eats those teams up.
Well, he certainly did.
But the more important story was Mahomes' injury, which they're now saying that it's maybe 3 weeks, which I'm...
For a patella dislocate, a dislocated kneecap.
I'm dubious of it being 3 weeks.
I am too.
Because, all right, if there's no structural damage, that's great, but what's going to stop it from happening again?
It's a good question.
As somebody who had recurrent dislocation of the shoulder for several years... Once it happens the first time, and I don't know if it's the same thing with a knee. I'm sure a doctor can tell me. We have plenty who listen. But once it happened the first time, it got easier and easier for it to happen over and over again until I had to get it surgery to get it fixed.
So I was reading, there was a story on Forbes I was reading while we were playing that RJ interview. And it's a story, the headline is, and this is an orthopedic doctor, says Patrick Mahomes' unique body type may have played a role in injury. because he said Dr. Mark Addix, who works here in Houston, an orthopedic, the orthopedic sports clinic in Houston. He says most people's kneecaps will not dislocate. Certainly really high energy trauma can dislocate a kneecap. But he says that Mahomes likely has a genetic predisposition in his bone alignment or laxity, which is like what you don't want in your knee ligaments, or perhaps a combination of both that factored into this injury. He says to have this Gumby-like arm that can throw the ball out of Arrowhead Stadium, he does seem a little bit more on the lax side. And this guy, I guess this guy played for the Chiefs. He played offensive line for the Chiefs. Now he's an orthopedic surgeon. He was there from 86 to 90.
Yeah. Wasn't he a Baylor guy?
I don't know.
Yeah,
don't know.
I think so.
But he says, so he was a little bit more predisposed to this injury, and that just got fallen on in the wrong position at the wrong time. So he's saying that it's not something, and it may have given him more flexibility, it said, which it may have avoided major trauma, which like if at the patellofemoral joint, which is where the kneecap and the femur meet, that's what, when I got my leg twisted around backwards, that bone broke for me, which would ended up being like the most devastating part of my knee injury was that. But they said that he was able to avoid that. But he says that it's something that he may be more susceptible to in the future. So that's not great news.
Yeah, a lot of people saying, you know, they've had it. Drunk Bevo said he dislocated it a couple times a year now in his sleep. That happened to my shoulder, actually.
What?
That's when I finally got it operated on.
Thrashing around?
There was one night I was just asleep, and it popped out. And it used to be real easy. I'd just pop it back in. I'd pull down on it and twist it. And
by sleep, you mean?
I use the other hand.
Oh.
And then, but then one day I was playing basketball, and...
And by basketball, you mean?
No, I mean actual basketball. Somebody hit the arm, and then it got knocked out, and I couldn't put it back. So I had to go to the emergency room.
And by hit the arm, you mean?
I don't know why you're caught up on that, but okay. No, I do plenty of that without dislocating.
But you've
things.
Never dislocated your shoulder doing that?
No.
That'd be embarrassing.
Because it's my left shoulder, and I don't go left.
You never throw the change up, huh?
Well, I do now that it won't pop out. Sometimes I have to go two, just depending on, you know, how well I'm doing that day. But yeah, and somebody on the text line said his daughter just dislocated hers. They said 3 weeks. It says been five and still in a brace, and it'll repeat without surgery. So,
yeah, that's scary.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's something that could be career altering. If like, it, you know, obviously he probably could get surgery and get it fully repaired, but if he chooses not to have surgery and it happens again, that means he will get surgery if it happens a second time. Boy, now you're talking about an extended absence. That's,
yeah,
you know, that's, to me, stuff like that that's so uncommon is way worse than an ACL tear. An ACL tear now, I remember when I was a kid, that was like the worst sports injury that could happen to a guy. A guy tears his ACL, forget it.
But even microfracture surgery isn't that bad anymore. They can fix that.
But this, that doesn't sound good to me. Like this and Achilles is still bad.
Achilles is, yeah.
And any kind of elbow injury that's non-contact is terrifying to me.
Should he have called the sneak in that situation?
No.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes has a bum ankle already.
Yeah, and it's, you don't see quarterbacks get hurt on sneaks very often.
And what was the score at that point?
But they were up 10-6, I believe, or 10-3. I'm not
sure.
Okay,
I thought they had a little better advantage.
But they were down inside the five. And so when they got the first down, they went in and it was 17. But, yeah, I
it's Andy Reid trying to get
I'm not
his,
risking
get his fantasy
him.
Team points.
I'm not risking him in that situation.
I'm with you.
But hopefully he's okay because that guy's so much fun to watch. And it does alter things a little bit. I mean, I think it...
Well, it makes the AFC seem a little more open for second-tier teams.
Yeah. Well, for the second place in the AFC.
Yeah. Because most of us thought going into this season that Chiefs and Pats were the class of the AFC.
And I think the Chiefs will still be fine because he does get a lot out of quarterbacks, even the Matt Moores of the world.
Well, I think
they have a tough schedule coming up.
Well, and it also helps that the rest of the AFC West is super questionable. The Chargers look bad. They were supposed to be the second-place team. The Raiders look better than people expected. The Broncos don't. So, I mean, they could still win the division even, you know, and that could be.
And if you get him healthy back then.
If the Chiefs can go, if the Raiders don't go on a run here and the Chiefs have a cushion, then there's no rush in getting Patrick Mahomes back. because at this point you're not worried about getting home field advantage or anything like that. I mean, you've already lost two games, and now you've lost your starting quarterback for an extended time. You've got to worry about just making the playoffs. And I think that at that point, and being healthy for the playoffs, and if they come back fully healthy for the playoffs, they're just as good as anybody.
Yeah, and when you look at who would be in the spot now for the second best record, I don't think there's that
many teams.
The winner
of the Texans Colts?
I think Texans Colts, and they're going to play again, so even the winner of this one's not going to have it locked up. But I would say Texans Colts.
Ravens.
And Ravens. That's about it, right?
And Buffalo.
Yeah, but I don't really.
Buffalo's got it. What their loss is to the Patriots, so they're a game behind.
It's kind of hard to take them that seriously yet. I think they're very good.
The Ravens any more seriously than you take Buffalo? I don't.
I kind of do, but not much more.
I mean, to me,
it may be Texans Colts. Frankly,
the only reason that Buffalo's not like if Buffalo was in the AFC North and the Ravens were in the AFC East, I'd feel really good about Buffalo right now.
Yeah, I don't trust their offense. Defensively, they're terrific, but. You know, I they also get to feast on some pretty bad teams, and they're not blowing them away. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not gonna be shocked if the Dolphins cover that 17. And Space Ghost asking,
I mean, if you beat the Dolphins by 14, it doesn't necessarily make you bad.
No, it doesn't make you very good though. But Space Ghost asked if I could post the conversation I have with the doggy daycare. I'm still collecting facts here.
It's the investigation
phase. All I know is that she was out for a walk, she slipped her collar, and then took off running and ran across two very busy streets in McKinney and Polk and went home.
Okay.
And so I need to find out more information.
But not dead.
No, she's not dead, but man, those two streets are extremely busy.
Yeah.
And I'm
it's funny how much more you love this dog than your other dog.
Oh, I love the other dog too, but this one.
Not really.
This one we've had since she was a puppy. We kind of raised her. The other one was an adoption, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you're going to love your natural kid more than your adopted kid.
That's not how it's supposed to work.
Well, you always have one kid who's a favorite. Come on. You have one who's a favorite.
That's because one of mine doesn't even like me.
Well, there you go. See? And the other one's kind of standoffish towards me. The puppy loves me.
All right, I got to tell you about Foam Hinge, Sunday, November 10th, out at Carbach Brewing. Doors at noon. Oh, actually, doors at 12:30. My bad. Music at 1. Beer the whole damn night. Carbach's hosting the third annual Foam Hinge event at the brewery. Eddie Trunk will be hosting it. And this year's lineup, Ace Frehley, the headliner, Accept, High on Fire, Power Trip, Pat Travers Band, Narcotic Wasteland. It's going to be a great time with some good old-fashioned rock and roll music. Free parking. $5 craft beer. Children under the age of 12 get in free. GA tickets are $28. VIP tickets are available for a hundo, which gets you a separate entrance, a VIP area with the best view, the perfect view. Indoor restrooms, 3 beers of your choice, access to special tappings, and a buffet by the Carbach restaurant and patio, plus a commemorative t-shirt. Go to CarbachBrewing.com to get your tickets today. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And when you're out and about this weekend, ask your bartender to pretty please make it a Carbach.
Clock and grab your jocks.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Bernardo says even if Buffalo ends up with the second best record, they'd be a wild card team.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't have home field.
Oh, but we're talking about being the second best team.
No, I'm talking about having the second.
Oh, you have the second best record? Okay, yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, well, I mean, they may have a better record, but it won't matter.
Yeah.
So that was my point. I think we were talking about different things.
Yeah,
so.
I was saying who can take over that the role as the second best team in the AFC.
No, I was talking about who would get the second bye.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, yeah. My apologies. And yeah, everybody keeps that. The dog's home and she's fine. If she'd gotten hit by a car, I admit somebody would have gotten the Jesus Just Left Chicago treatment.
Oh no.
Not the boat.
The golf. Ooh, cuz that would have been
that's a bit much, but
yeah, that's too much.
Not Boudreaux, but certainly the golf scene. Which, if you haven't read, JesusNovel.com, greatest novel ever written. You want to go over these games that we didn't hit?
Let's do it.
Okay, so Jags-Bengals we didn't talk about with RJ, I think we both love the under here. It's down to 43.5. You got it 46. I got it 44. Still like it at 43.5.
Yeah, I just don't see where the offense comes from in this game. I think Minshew magic is over. Yeah. And the Bengals have been bad on offense all season long. The one concern is both Bengals cornerbacks are out now, which is a little bit scary. But
it's not like the Jaguars are killing you with great receivers either.
That's not what they're trying to do.
Right.
They're trying to – I mean, look, when you look at the offensive players on both teams, who's good? I mean, Leonard Fournette is obviously a guy that the Jags will want to feature. I'm assuming that what's going to happen with Joe Mixon? That's sort of a big question.
He hasn't been good all year anyway.
But that's a guy that they're going to want to try to get something out of. And it's hard for him. Part of why he's not any good is because what else are the Bengals going to do?
Right.
If there's no AJ Green out there.
And
now there's not even a Ross out there.
I think AJ Green is worth a lot more points in the spread than I think he maybe gets credit for in Vegas. The other game we did talk about, and it is on Podcast Arena, but Rams-Falcons. RJ was on the Rams. Both of us were on the Falcons. You know what's going to happen. This is going to be like a 34-31 game. It's going to push.
More than likely.
But
that sounds about right, actually.
Yeah, and it's not – I just – you know, and he's right. Like, if you like the Rams last week, why do you not like them this week? Well, I think you pick up another data point, and we talked about this yesterday about how bad their offensive line is, and you know they've gotten worse and worse with each week, and I do think you have to factor that in. It is, you don't want to overreact to 1 week. There's no question, but you also have to trust yourself a little bit because teams do improve, and then teams get worse.
Yeah,
and I think they're getting worse, and that's why. Not that I love the Falcons by any stretch, but I would be on the Falcons there. Saints-Bears we didn't mention. Bears now -4. I just don't have a good feel for this game. I gotta tell you.
I like it at 3. I don't like it at 4.
Yeah, I've one of those, you kind of ignore the Saints at your own risk.
I do think it's an under game. I think it's a low-scoring game.
37.
I saw it at 38.5 earlier.
Yeah, it's 37
and I was
like, now.
And that, that's an uncomfortable number for sure. But again, where's the offense going to come from? And I might be in trouble this week because I'm on a lot of unders in the NFL. I was telling you yesterday, basically all but one of my NFL plays are on unders.
And your one is the same one that I like, the over on Cardinals-Giants.
Yeah.
We're both on that. And then Chargers-Titans we didn't talk about. It's a Ryan Tannehill game. So to me, I can't play this game. Because I don't trust Ryan Tannehill, but the Chargers have done absolutely nothing.
No.
And I don't know why. You look at that team, there's talent there. They've got good receivers. They've got Phillip Rivers. They've got Gordon back. The offensive line's been a problem, but they're getting Russell Okung back, and maybe that makes a difference. Man, having a good left tackle makes your whole line better. So maybe that's the difference, and so maybe they get it done, but I can't trust the Titans. The Titans are...
It's almost impossible.
Yeah, they're just garbage. And then you throw Ryan Tannehill into that mix... Hmm. So, is that it? Are those the only games we didn't get to?
I think so.
We didn't do Monday night.
Tennessee Chargers, did we talk about?
Yeah, we just did.
Okay.
That was the one we were just talking about.
Then.
Yeah. So, the rest of them we all did with RJ, and that's all available on podcastarena.com. Go check it out.
Visit it.
About 40 minutes worth. It's almost a full-on podcast of a separate show, and it was a lot of fun. So, you going to watch a game from home tonight?
I am. I will be watching from home tonight. And I'll also be out for a little while, so I'll be watching it on my phone because I got to take my kid to his hitting lesson. So, that comes up. It'll probably be around, I'm guessing, 5th inning.
Yeah.
I'll be on the move.
It may be over by then.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Well, 5th inning. Actually, if it's a 5th inning, it'll be about 11 p.m. when that happens, the way these games are going.
What I will say, and I guess because I smash on them when they're not good, we should probably give some credit to the Astros bullpen.
Yeah. Oh,
which
yeah.
has been pretty sharp.
I mean, James made a mistake on one pitch, but other than that, I mean, they were really good. And Osuna's
been really good.
He's looked unhittable since that one outing.
And he's been a massive concern for me. And now suddenly he's starting to get back into the circle of trust.
Well, and he also, He pitched in two innings last night, which is what got him in trouble last time.
Yeah.
Because he came into a high leverage situation, got the last out, and then when he came back in the ninth, he just didn't have it. And last night he did. So the bullpen's been really good.
And you know who else has been really good? Adam Ottavino. Good to the Astros.
Yes, he has.
Maybe at this point, Aaron Boone says, you stay in the bullpen number zero.
Yeah.
He's not worked out well.
Well, and I think if the Astros can get to Paxton early tonight, if Boone pulls him again,
there's no way he can.
He doesn't have enough guys now.
He
right?
doesn't. No, because they use the bull. They're going to have a bullpen game in the next 2 days if they win. I mean, to me, this game tonight rests on the left shoulder of James Paxton. He's got to go out there and he's got to keep them in the game as long as he can. And Aaron Boone. I mean, unless he gives up four runs in an inning, Aaron Boone needs to sit on his hands and let that guy pitch. Because otherwise, even if you do win this game somehow, you're shredded for the rest of the series. Especially after you got such a short outing out of him the last time. And I'll stand by it. I think it was a huge mistake. I think it was a series-changing mistake.
Yeah, and we'll see if he does it again. Jeez, because... If you're
not going to trust him, who are you going to trust?
Yeah. The guy had won 10 starts in a row before then. And Lamont says, this is the closest in your lifetime the Rockets, Astros, and Oilers, Texans have ever been this close in a sports year to thinking there are all possibilities at a ship. I don't know. Maybe, but I don't really think
Texans... Is this any closer than 2017?
No.
I don't think it is.
So... And now I've pissed off people with adopted kids. It was a joke.
God, Fred, you're so insensitive.
Oh, my God.
You're so insensitive. All right, guys. Got to tell you about CBDMD.com. And I've been telling you about CBD for a while, even before these guys were advertising with me. I've been using CBD for years because, A, it really helps me, at least. I've been using it since I started using the CBD Freeze after workouts. I've been feeling better. The oil I take every day, I don't get headaches anymore. I'm just generally in a better mood. There's so many benefits to CBD. You can find them all online at CBDMD.com. Also, what you'll find is a price comparison, CBDMD compared to the other guys, and you're going to save some big money. This is high quality, third-party lab tested. It's a clean, safe product. You're not going to fail a drug test. You're not getting any kind of junk. It's legit stuff. And they've got a 30-day money-back guarantee. Guys, see what they can do for you. And to make it easy for you, they're offering a discount for you guys. 20% off your order at CBDMD.com when you use the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975 to save 20%.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I don't know what to say.
Why do you sound disappointed that we're back on The Blitz?
No, I'm just, I don't even want to do the rest of the show now.
Why?
Because
you're a bad guy now?
Apparently, I'll read Jamie's tweet. I said, I know when you said you love your bio kids more than an adopted kid, you meant it as a joke. It was a dog, not a kid. Let me clarify that.
That is true.
But it's not funny and extremely insensitive to all adopted kids. I assure you that my adopted kids are just as loved as any bio child. Sincerely, a mom who adopted. Jamie, no offense. I think you're being a little oversensitive on this. It was a joke. It was meant as a joke. I'm glad you adopted. That's great. I appreciate people who adopt. We thought about doing it ourselves. And I think that's cool as hell. But that's kind of what we do here. We joke about stuff, and sometimes it's going to offend somebody. And
yeah, that's sort of the nature of comedy.
And that's the thing. I mean, I would do the I apologize if you were offended thing, but that's total bull bleep. I mean, I went for a joke. And if it didn't work, it didn't work. But I'm not, you know, I'm not going to apologize for
are
what
you
we
saying
do.
It didn't work?
I don't know. I don't know if it worked or not. I apparently not. Because
Aaron, what do you think? Did it work? Was it funny?
I mean, I was laughing in here.
Yeah, but you are not adopted, are you?
No, and but
no, but my wife and I have talked about it.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well, so yeah.
A dog or a kid?
A kid. We've already adopted a dog.
Oh,
well, that's
you. And two cats. So
yeah. So I mean, I would be a total hypocrite if I said that because we're going to continue. I mean, we're going to joke about everything. That's what we do. And sometimes, yeah,
I
maybe
mean,
that's
what you do.
Oh, stop it! Stop it!
I never make offensive jokes.
Don't stutter in front of AJ, for God's sakes.
Well, that's different.
So no, I do appreciate you reaching out, and I'm glad you did what you did, and that's great. And you know what? If it crossed the line, it crossed the line.
You're a habitual line stepper.
Well, I mean, the show would suck if we didn't push things, man.
No, I'm with you. I'm a big believer, like, because obviously it was a joke. I mean, that's what jokes are for. Like, they're going to, almost anything funny is going to offend somebody.
Yeah, I get that. But, you know, there's certain times when, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you've got to push up against the line or the show's going to be boring as hell. And, you know, I was talking about a damn dog, which, by the way, I love that dog as much as anybody loves their damn kids. If you want to be offended by something.
No, you don't.
No, I do. I do. I would.
You love that dog as much as you love Katie.
I spend more time with her. Yeah.
But what do you like? If you had to put a bullet in one,
I'm not putting a bullet in any of them.
If you had,
I'm not a violent person, AJ.
If you had to, so, there's a bad guy in your house and he's got both of them tied up and he says one has to go. You already know the answer.
No.
I don't. You're crazy.
I. If you're asking me who I would harm if either one of them were hurt, well, equal. Probably one of them would get the boat treatment. One of them would get the golf treatment.
Okay.
How's that?
Yeah.
So. That's as bad as when the little people of America were writing letters to ESPN. I have two little people children in the back of the car, and you saying that has upset them. And it's like, you've never heard the show.
Offensive.
Yeah. You never heard the show.
I'm actually obviously. Glad that they made you more aware on that topic.
They didn't.
No?
I was ordered to stop saying it, so I did. I would have kept doing it because it wasn't intended to offend anyone.
You're not growing at all, are you?
No. No, but I don't. I mean, honestly, at no point am I out to embarrass someone or make them feel hurt. Or we're here to make people laugh. We're here to make jokes about penises and football and anything else we can.
The only person I ever try to embarrass is Fred. And besides that, yeah. I mean, we're just making jokes.
At no point is there an intent there to harm anyone or to make anyone upset. So, I mean, that's the show. And that's not going to change. And I've been doing this now for 11 years, and I hope to be doing it a lot more. And I'm going to keep doing that.
Hey, switching back to football real quick.
Yeah, please do.
When RJ was on, and again, we didn't play this segment because it got ridiculous. We didn't play this part of the segment because it got too long. But when we were talking about the Falcons-Rams, and he asked me where I had the Rams power rated, I didn't have my numbers in front of me, but I said probably around 10.
Yeah, and he didn't believe you.
He laughed at that. And I'm curious. He said, I think you'd have a hard time picking 9 teams that you like more than the Rams right now. So I wanted to name some teams, and you tell me, if you'd rather have them or the Rams on a neutral right now.
Okay.
Patriots is an easy one, right?
Yeah. Check.
Saints.
Yes.
49ers.
Even though they lost to the Rams, that was when Brees got hurt.
Yep.
Yeah. You got to take the 49ers over them right now.
They just beat them.
Yep.
Here's a team I'm not even crazy about. I think is wildly overrated. But the Seahawks.
That's a coin flip to me. I don't know that I automatically take them. We'll stay at three then.
Packers.
Yeah, I'll take them over the Rams right now.
Chiefs.
Yes, still.
Texans.
Yeah, I think I would.
Colts.
Yes.
Bills.
I'm still going to go no on that one. I'm not as high on the Bills.
Okay. Ravens.
No.
Vikings.
Yes.
Panthers.
No. Lost at home to them.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's 8.
Okay.
Oh, fraud risk is calling me.
Yeah, I'm getting fraud risk and telemarketer.
And I still, I mean, I'll be honest. I think Buffalo. To me, Buffalo and Seattle. I mean, Seattle beat them.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that one's a little closer.
And Buffalo's elite on one side of the ball. The Rams are not.
Yeah, but I think they can be again.
When? What? And I didn't even mention the Eagles. What about the Eagles?
No.
You wouldn't take the Eagles over the Rams right now?
No.
I sure would.
No. They got no defense, no receivers.
God,
I mean, I get the point you're trying to make, but
there's some borderline
team. I'm not going to force some teams ahead of them that I don't
that's
like.
That's all right. There's some borderline team. Right now, I'd take the Panthers over the Rams. I would honestly consider taking the Bears over the Rams right now.
Yeah, see, I don't rank the Bears as high as you do.
All right.
So, I mean, the thing is, the Bucs loss was bad, but your other losses were to an unbeaten team that we have ranked ahead of them.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? The other one was the game of Seattle. They're supposed to win that. They missed a field goal. So, yeah, it's hard for me to... I'm not downgrading him as much as you are, but I am downgrading him. I'm not, I've certainly, after watching them the last couple of weeks, they're not playing as well right now as what I expected, but I'm not ready to throw them out in the garbage yet. I still think they can get it together.
What's their big win then? The Saints when Drew Brees gets knocked out in the first quarter, the Panthers with Cam Newton out there limping around, and the Browns.
Yeah, they pounded the Browns, though. So. Yeah, no, the wins aren't great.
They beat the Browns by seven.
But, you know, the losses are... The only one loss that I look at and go, what the hell was the Bucs game?
Yeah, because they got drubbed in that game.
And
honestly, the San Francisco game, dude, at least be competitive.
Yeah, maybe San Francisco's a lot better.
They've got to be.
Because
that was a home game. They got thumped at home by the Bucs and the Niners.
Well, it's not like the home game is. It's not like the home games are much of an advantage there. Even
well, that was. I mean, the second one, the latter was. I mean, that was basically a San Francisco home.
Yeah,
game.
Yeah. Well, and that's and people make fun of the Chargers, but the truth is, even the Rams games are. There's a lot of out of town fans, especially from teams that travel well. So, I think LA is such a crappy market for football.
Yeah.
I think part of it is because they kind of ruined the market by taking teams out of there and then bringing them back. You lose a whole couple of generations there. But it's like there's so many other things to do. And, you know, most people aren't going to want to go see a bad football team. Chargers can't even sell out that soccer stadium. All right. One segment to go. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. ALCS Game 5 coming up at 6 p.m. So, Aaron, do we have stupid stuff?
We do.
All right, well, let's combine the Zadeye Jewelers Gym of the Day and make the Gym of the Day stupid stuff.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadeye Jeweler gym of the day.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week.
I still contest that Brett Boone overmanaged that game, taking Paxton out so early.
Aaron Boone.
Aaron Boone.
Brett too.
He was part of that mess. But because today's Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Well, I like to call it Indigenous Peoples Day.
There you go.
Yeah. That's the new thing.
They play on Tuesday out of respect to the Indigenous people.
Aw.
Instead of Indigenous People Day, couldn't we just call it Casino Day?
Wow.
Do you even have any control over this guy, Aaron? Are you kidding me? Some dude's just going to show up with a greyhound.
No greyhounds.
Everybody.
No greyhounds.
Yeah.
Or whippets.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Got to be mutts.
You can't do whippets?
Although Dalmatians aren't really, so...
Because yeah, my dog fast. loves to get the whipped cream and...
That's a little different.
Don't cry any tears for old Price.
Yeah. I don't think anybody feels too sorry for him.
Sorry? Are you a Canadian?
No.
Nobody's feeling too sorry for him.
Stop.
Such a loser.
Joining us right now is the head coach of the Houston Rough Riders XFL. Not Rough Riders, they're the Roughnecks. Come on, man. What'd you put that on there for? That's a fail. They're the Roughnecks.
Typo on my bad.
Yeah, that's a you bad. Well, those guys aren't either, so it's probably fine. Can I say it? They're not little people.
Yeah.
They're not little tiny people.
That was a mistake by you.
So, yeah, I issue a full retraction. They've only had one bad game running the football this year, and that was in San Diego. Every other game, they've run the ball well. Did I say San Diego?
Yeah.
It's not my fault. Move back, bitches. I'm tired of having to say the wrong city because you moved. Nobody cares about you in L.A. Yeah.
Stupid stuff.
We've said
this week. The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gym of the day.
I really did have a gym of the day, but I forgot to do it earlier because we were out sooner. So
yeah,
I combined the two. So
well done.
Yeah, I had a thing about, and maybe I'll save it for Monday, about how people are implanting mini human brains into animals. And there's really, we got that much time? Okay, we'll talk about this because my enthusiasm is totally gone since I've been chastised for trying to be funny, so now I'm afraid to say anything. So I'll just tell you about the story, and you guys can discuss it. Scientists are preparing to implant mini human brains into animals. Basically, I don't know where they got mini brains from. Probably a joke there, but I can't say it. But apparently, the topic was discussed in August. The experiment will take human brains and transplant them into an animal, and that kind of brings up some ethical questions. They grow these organoids by taking a sample of stem cells from a human. And then they get into a bunch of science stuff that I don't want to get to. So how would you feel about small human brains in animals?
I'd be against that.
I think I'm against that too.
I mean, because then what the next move is, obviously, putting a human brain into an ape.
And then we know what happens because we've seen the movie.
We're all screwed.
We have seen the movies. Somebody said, I just got that casino joke. See, that was insensitive, too. I'm just, apparently that's what I do. I'll leave the comedy to AJ from now on. How's that? I also have another one that was a potential gym of the day. That deputies have to tell Florida man, stop calling 911 about your stolen weed.
Quit calling 911 about your drugs. Oh, something's wrong with my meth. It tastes off.
Yeah, he says he repeatedly called 911 to report that his roommate had stolen his marijuana. And basically, the deputy said he called the man back to tell him to quit contacting the sheriff's office about stolen marijuana and put a video on their Facebook page. It's still illegal in Florida, interestingly enough. So no charges.
You think they'd have enough problems that they'd be like, okay, we got to decriminalize this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I read a story today about a 13-year-old boy who died because he was breathing in deodorant. Like the smell reminded him of his mother. So he breathed in so much of it that he died. A can of deodorant, apparently has been, he's got a history of smelling these scented aerosol deodorants. And paramedics were called, and they couldn't save his life. And the mom was at a hearing, and she said, they say people get high from it. I don't know. It used to be glue sniffing back in my day. And his father said his son loved experimenting with things.
Not wise, guys.
I'll admit, when we were kids, we sniffed gasoline to get high.
Really?
Yeah, it worked. It probably did irreparable damage.
I'll admit that I once smoked sagebrush in an attempt to get high.
Well, I think I told you we tried to smoke fig leaves once.
Yeah.
Because somebody told us you would get high, so we had a fig tree in my dad's backyard.
Kids are dumb.
And, yeah, we rolled it and and none of it was good. I'll just tell you, the gas thing didn't work. It made everybody sick. And the fig leaves didn't work. All that happened was my dad came home and says, "What the hell have you guys been smoking?" And then he laughed at us.
And I've got one more story to send you to the weekend on.
Okay.
A man in Illinois was arrested for giving a fake name. And he gave a fake name, but because he had a warrant. Where his plan was foiled is his name is tattooed across his throat.
I heard somebody talking about this today. I don't remember who it was.
Not wise.
Yeah, that's definitely a dumbass report champion there. It's like, what's your name, Bob? That's not what it says on your neck, pal.
Strohs finish it off tonight?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they get to Paxton. I think Verlander maybe gives up a couple runs, but that ought to be enough. And, you know, I think if you can get Verlander 7, Harris 1, Osuna 1, game over and series over.
Okay.
Now, if they lose, I think they still might get it done tomorrow night, even with the bullpen game, because the Yankees bullpen's going to be pretty stressed here.
Yep.
So I feel like the Astros have a pretty big advantage.
It's almost, I don't want to say it's impossible. It's almost impossible for the Astros to lose this series now. I don't know about tonight.
It's less than 5%. It is possible. It can happen, because if you win tonight and suddenly you come back here and you're going up against Urquidy and company, you might be able to beat them. Your bats have to get going, which they haven't done. And then in a one-game 7, I mean, anything can happen, right? So, I mean, it's not impossible. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think the Astros close it out tonight.
Okay. So. I think tonight is probably the best chance for the Yankees to get a game.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because, I mean, I think they're gonna have to get linked out of Paxton. I assume he's going to go 6-7 innings. And I think that's their best chance, because the Astros have been getting after this bullpen.
Yeah, and what's interesting is, like, when Paxton was with the Mariners, the Astros couldn't touch him.
Yeah.
But they've gotten to him when he's been with the Yankees. Yeah. So if they get to him here.
Well, a lot of his problem has been his control, at least in game two. That was his problem.
But they,
he wasn't located.
They beat him up pretty bad earlier this year, too.
Yep.
So if they can get to him, series over. All right. It's going to wrap it up. Great job, Aaron. Great job, Hoffman.
Enjoy the sports match.
I get an F today, apparently.
Yeah, you do.
In fact, I'm just going to go home and drink now. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.
I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, and we proudly hydrate with C-Force Water.